And we have to stress the extreme effects of these measures on CARICOM states. And because we do not have alternative shipping options in the short term, and emphasizing the areas in which near complete loss of service can occur, and call for, we have to try and get a special carve out, an exception, if ultimately these kind of measures are accepted. Now, looking beyond the consultations with the U.S. trade representatives, should the U.S. maintain its position, it may be necessary to engage at a political level with the vessel operators and industry stakeholders concerning how readily shipping lines can replace their current fleet and any other accommodations they might need.